What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tax season? Don't sweat it. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for tax planning and preparation every year. We are a full-service CPA firm that offers a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and professionals. We are affordable, experienced, and friendly. We're one of the leading firms in the area. We make your 1040 filing accurate, affordable, and IRS compliant without the headache. File today at bhmcpagroup.com and simplify the complex. That's bhmcpagroup.com, because life's complicated enough.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I would like to say on a lighter note, but unfortunately we got some pretty devastating news last night from Dolly Parton that her devoted husband of almost 60 years passed away. He is the inspiration behind her hit song Jolene. He was 82 years old. He pretty much stayed out of the spotlight. And according to a statement provided to the Associated Press, he died in Nashville and is going to be laid to rest in a private ceremony with only immediate family attending. Dolly put out a statement yesterday that said, "Carl and I spent many wonderful years together. Words can't do justice to the love we shared over 60 years. Thank you for your prayers and sympathy." That, of course, that went out on Instagram. But I was looking at their love story because they have a pretty interesting way that they met. And I've always been kind of fascinated with people's meet cutes. Like when you stay together for 60 years, like, do you meet this person and do you immediately know? So she actually went on Jelly Roll's wife's podcast, the Dumb Blonde podcast. And here is what she described her first meeting with her husband, Carl, to be like.
We're going to talk about Carl for a second. Did you think coming to Nashville, you were going to meet the love of your life?
The last thing I want is a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I got it, you know, because I'm leaving two boyfriends here. And I kept saying, no, I'm going to Nashville. And the very day I got to Nashville, I met Carl Dean. And 60 years later, I'm still with Carl Dean. You know, he's quiet and I'm loud. We're funny. Oh, he's hilarious. And I think one of the things that's made it last so long through the years is we love each other. We respect each other, but we have a lot of fun. We never fought back and forth.
What do you think was the most important but sometimes overlooked aspect of you and Carl's relationship?
Well, he was a homebody, and that worked well for us. He loved to go places if we were going to drive cross country or go where, if we had planned a thing. But boy, he never could wait to get home.
I think it's so beautiful. Sweet. Yeah, how opposite they are, because Dolly Parton, obviously very like eccentric. I mean, you know Dolly Parton when you see her. There is no mistaking her for anybody else. And I think it's cool that she found her perfect opposite to kind of balance out her life. You know, he literally stayed out of the spotlight. Like if you had asked me a week ago, what is Dolly Parton's husband's name? I'd be like, I can't think it's something like from the 1950s. I have no idea. So he really just did his best staying out of the spotlight and supporting her.
Did she say I left two boyfriends behind, so I didn't want to meet anybody? Okay. That's hilarious. I wasn't sure.
Dolly was a dish.
Okay.
Dolly still is a dish.
I love you, Father.
She's an icon. And of course, we didn't get to this yesterday, but from the Oscars, Morgan Freeman actually gave a really touching tribute to Gene Hackman, who, of course, tragically passed away last month. And he gave a really sweet and just heartfelt and thoughtful statement about his friend, who is an Oscar winner, that recently passed away.
Well, this week, our community lost a giant. And I lost a dear friend, Gene Hackman. I had the pleasure of working alongside Gene on two films, Unforgiven and Under Suspicion. He received two Oscars, but more importantly, he won the hearts of film lovers all over the world. Gene always said, I don't think about legacy. I just hope people remember me as someone who tried to do good work. So I think I speak for us all when I say, Gene, you'll be remembered for that and for so much more. Rest in peace, my friend.
I mean, how tough is it to lose your friend and then have to stand up in front of the world and talk about it? So that was really brave of Morgan Freeman.
Well, as I was watching the Oscars, I obviously Gene Hackman 1000% deserves to be in memoriam as an Oscar nominee, an Oscar winner, and all of his contributions to the film industry. Just the fact that his death is still under investigation. I was actually surprised to see him because I figured they would have waited till next year because it was a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
You think maybe they were afraid that if they didn't say anything, they probably would have gotten criticized for that as well?
And I'm sure they would have. And this is the thing with the in memoriam every year. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing for sure. But just because it's still, and I guess that doesn't matter at the end of the day when you think about it, whether it's still under investigation or not. Bottom line is he's no longer here. His wife's no longer here. His pet's no longer here. So why not include him in the in memoriam? But just even to start the in memoriam like that, because he was one of those, there is always that one person that gets a little more spotlight after their passing because of their contributions or their Oscar wins, etc. And then as you watch the in memoriam, because, you know, it's one of those things where you always forget, like, how many people passed away and how many people you knew passed away. So many, like, big Hollywood hitters over the course of the last year are no longer with us. And I feel like just like as we get older, that's what's going to happen every single year from now on.
Truth. All right. Zoe Saldana is catching heat for defending the movie she won an Oscar for. I'm going to tell you why people think she owes them an apology for making it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.